This is KUNM. I'm Chris Boros. The Indian Health Service, the federal agency tasked with providing health services to Native American communities, has long been the go-to health care provider for tribes in New Mexico and across the country. But in recent years, that has started to change. We're teaming up with the Solutions Journalism Network to look at ways communities here are adapting to economic changes. And as Public Health New Mexico's Ed Williams reports, a growing number of tribes are deciding that managing their own clinics and behavioral health programs will help build healthier, more resilient communities.
Alan Barlow, who runs the Kiwa Health Corporation in Santo Domingo Pueblo, says for a long time, tribes didn't have much of an option when it came to health care.
IHS has gotten away with being the only game in town for decades.
For some tribes, that's been a problem. IHS is notoriously underfunded. And there's another sticking point, too.
Tribes want to be able to tailor their programs to meet the needs of their population. IHS is able to do that sometimes, and sometimes they're not.
Barlow says the Affordable Care Act changed the equation. Since the ACA, Santo Domingo became one of many tribes to use an old sovereignty law that lets them opt out of IHS care and instead get a check for the money the agency would have spent on them. With the expansion of Medicaid, tribes are able to get more federal dollars to cover the costs of running their own health programs. Over the last 3 years, Santo Domingo's health program has grown by almost 70%. And that's translated into better health outcomes for the community. Santo Domingo now does better than the average tribe on childhood obesity, hepatitis, and access to dental care, among other things. And they've also grown their economy by creating healthcare jobs for tribal members. But making the switch from IHS can be a risky move.
I think that the tribes really need to look at themselves internally first.
That's Anthony Yepa. He's a former IHS manager who now works as a consultant to tribes transitioning to self-run programs.
Once you get to take over a clinic or the doctors and the nurses and even the lab and the pharmacy, that becomes a very administratively burdensome as well as clinically burdensome task for a lot of the tribes who do not have the resources to do that.
So going it alone can mean being stuck with the logistics of managing clinics and pharmacies and losing all of IHS's experience and infrastructure. But for some tribes, there's a more attractive option. Keep IHS in charge of running clinics and hospitals, but make their behavioral health program independent and tribally run. Melissa Martinez is a native of Taos Pueblo who works in the tribal-run behavioral health program there.
The move from IHS has been the best thing for this tribe ever, because it gives it more independence and not so many, you know, red tape to have to go through an IHS. It's benefited the community quite a bit.
Martinez says one major benefit is the freedom to experiment and to figure out how their addiction recovery program can be most helpful to the community.
What's going on right now is we bring our clients with us to the High Altitude Fitness Center.
Mark Mash is a clinical psychologist who runs Taos Pueblo Behavioral Health Services. We met at a local gym where clients of the program come to exercise.
In order to really overcome addiction and just to really sustain recovery, people have to get excited about their health.
Mash has designed Taos Pueblo's program to emphasize holistic health treatments, Pueblo culture, and community resilience. They've also teamed up with the tribal judicial system and created a wellness court, which is kind of a tribal drug court. Mash says this is an approach most outpatient programs don't have, and it's meant patients are more able to be productive members of their community. Dwayne Koopsa is a client at Taos Pueblo's recovery program.
Yeah, I feel good. My mind's clear. I got a lot of energy. My wife says she can't keep up with me coming over here, and it just helps me take away my anger, all those negative thoughts I'm having. If I feel like drinking, I just come and burn a sweat, and it's all gone, you know?
It's hard to know exactly how much more effective these tribally run behavioral programs really are. There's not much data to back up the benefits you hear about from clients and employees. And given the risks, breaking away from IHS might not be a wise move for some tribes. But it is clear that here in Taos Pueblo, like in other tribal behavioral health programs, using Medicaid reimbursements to customize and grow has made it possible to treat a lot more people. For KUNM, I'm Ed Williams.
This story is part of the Solutions Journalism Network's State of Change series, which explores the challenge of building resilient rural communities. KUNM's Public Health New Mexico project is funded by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation and the McCune Charitable Foundation. Find out more at publichealthnm.org.